Some Fall Out Boy right here on Sterling High School Radio. It's Live Friday, last one of semester one right here on Sterling High School Radio. We are doing some Don't Forget the Lyrics this time around, and we are going to pick teams very, very shortly. Should be a very, very good show. We got a lot in store. Worked my butt off for this one, so it should be – hopefully it pans out for everybody in here. We have two scorekeepers. Actually, one scorekeeper in Josh Minor. The engineer in a few minutes will be Dave Litzis, and that's will everybody else is participating. We have a full crew here. Dean is here. Dean's always here. Dean, are you excited about said show? Yeah, turn the mic on. There you go. That helps.
All right, I'm on.
All right, Dean.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. I feel like I am above the average player in here at this, and way above my opponent, captain here. I think I'm 10 times the player he will be.
We will be picking teams in a moment. There will be four categories, five questions a piece, I believe, and with the exception of boy bands. I threw an extra one into boy bands. That's going to be the first genre. So I've revealed at least the first genre. So that is that. Before we get to that, a little something special for you guys. You guys don't know what this is yet. This is a class full of seniors. This is the first ever Radio 3 Honors class. 14 seniors in here. And this is the last time I get to address them as a whole, as a group. So I came up with some like little gag gifts, verbal gag gifts, because we can't do anything, you know, visual, because it doesn't help the listening audience. So going around the room, we're going to start with Josh. And this is what Josh is known for. Josh gets the Josh award for just simply saying Josh. That's all he gets. You never hear Josh say anything else. However, they do have a live show coming up today after school. Tune in for that. Dave Litzis, engineer extraordinaire. He gets the engineer award. The engineering award. The silent engineer. You never, ever actually hear him. You will today. He says no, but I say yes. You will hear Dave Litzis today after school. Brian White. Brian White gets the lunch award for making 402 during second block sometimes his lunch. And that's okay. Always has some tasty treats. Healthy treats, too. Healthy treats. I'm okay with that. Kate Huskin. Kate Huskin gets the award for... Hi, everybody. Hey, it's Mr. Man Love and Miss Callahan. One time for Mr. Man Love and Miss Callahan. Surprise. Are you joining us for Don't Forget the Lyrics? No, they are not. We are doing a graduation theme here.
Don't be shy, Jill.
Kate Huskin gets the drama award for all the drama talk in class. Not bad drama, but... The drama award for all the... Every day it seems like they're talking about a musical or something. So you get the drama award. Congratulations for the drama award. Jared Tabor gets the I Love the Toronto Maple Leafs award. And I have visual evidence of him actually wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. Is that accurate?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
I'd just like to say that was all in good spirit for Twin Day, getting the senior class in points. And I will eventually get Strauss to wear Flyers jersey, so
the chances of that happening are not good. I will tell you that.
They're fantastic.
What about a debuff jersey?
Debuff. How did debuff do last night there, Dean?
Just like to say, before Dean says anything,
sure.
The Flyers dismantled the Winnipeg Jets last night. And
debuff. Well, I am a Flyers fan over the Winnipeg Jets. I'm just a Dustin Bufflin fan over any other player in the NHL.
We'll get to Dean in a minute. Matt Easterday. I don't know what to say about Matt Easterday. Matt Easterday gets the award for putting up with Chris Tran award. Not in a bad way, but for trying to school Chris Tran on new movies. We'll get to Chris Tran in a minute. Paul McGrory, the Class Spirit Award, the Dancing Award. I don't know. I'm making these up as I go along, as you can tell. Ryan Smith gets the I Don't Wear Strauss's Socks Award. Daddy Buckets, coming up small last night. Almost had more shots fired. Ryan Smith promised 20 points in a win last night against Haddonfield. Not so much. Not so much. Chris Tran gets the I've never seen that movie award before. No shock there. Nick Taylor is going to get the
absence award.
The absence award. Like, even when Nick Taylor's here, everybody says that he's absent. But he's here today. Dean Troilo gets the multiple personality award.
I'll take that.
Who are you today? Are you D-Buff?
No, I'm feeling Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, it's a new one. Okay. So just tell everybody how many different personalities you've had over the course of... You were George Clooney, Dustin Bufflin, Ashton Kutcher. Who else you got in your arsenal?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, you've never... Oh, okay.
Mark Wahlberg.
And the I Like to Chew Gum on the Air award. That goes to Dean. You listen to him in his final. It sounds like he's having a Thanksgiving meal. Keith and Krause get the joint award because they are never separated, those two. They get the Special K award, and if I had a big box of Special K to give you, I would give you a giant box of Special K. Beth gets the retweeting award because every tweet that we send out on Sterling Radio is instantly, I would say the average is 5 seconds to get retweeted by Beth. So with that being said, congratulations to not only graduating from this class, but in your future graduation in June. So the best of luck to you all, and I applaud you all. Well done. And I managed to almost bring pomp and circumstance to the post with 20 seconds left. And that's pretty darn good as far as I'm concerned. Any words for me, Dean?
Well, Paul just mentioned the Your Wifed Award, so you would win that one.
Because I am the president of the Wifed. I am the president.
But
we talked
Ryan, also, but Ryan would put up a
You're fight. Also the president of the Flyers fan club.
That's not accurate at all. That is not accurate at all. Let's get to the game, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what we're going to do. We're doing Don't Forget the Lyrics, four categories and six players per team. And if you're not familiar how the game works, you basically, I'm going to be playing a song. It could be 10 seconds of a song. It could be 40 seconds of a song. And as soon as it cuts out, you have to fill in the lyrics. Now, what I've given these students, they have a sheet of paper which they have yet to flip over. And they'll flip that over in a minute, describing the categories, the number of songs, and the number of words that you need to correctly fill in to get said points. The point values are on there as well, and we'll unearth that in a minute. But first, we're going to do a draft. And our team captains are Jared Tabor and Ashton Kutcher, a.k.a. Dustin Bufflin, a.k.a. The Rock. And let's go to Dean first. Dean, you get first pick in this draft. This is the last Live Friday.
Can I intervene real quick? I feel like we should have done like Rochambeau or something to decide first pick. Okay, yeah.
Paul's going to write down a number. A number from 1 to 20. Don't let them watch you write the number. They're not looking. And here we go. Okay, here's the number. Dean, your first guess on the number that Paul's writing down.
What's it between?
0 and 20.
1 and 20.
Or 1 and 20.
I'll go at 10.
10. Jared Tabor.
11.
11. The number is 14. So Jared Tabor, you get to select first in the first annual Don't Forget the Lyrics draft. Here we go.
First pick in the draft. The superior team. Hashtag Team Tabor. Tweet it out. I'm going to go Brian White.
Brian White. First round draft pick. Come on down. Dean Troilo, your selection.
All right, well, with the second overall pick, I'm going to go with my day one brother here, Paulie Walnuts.
Paul McGrory. Big shout out to Joe Matchett, saying that he knows the lyrics to every single song.
Yeah, he texted me. I didn't tell you about it, though.
Yeah. We'll see how much Joe Matchett actually knows. Back to you, Jared Tabor. A lot of deliberation here.
All right, this is going to seem like a not-so-great pick from the surface. But there is a boy band section, and Ryan Smith
coming through. Smitty, 6 points last night in the loss to Haddonfield. Hoping to redeem himself here, and Don't Forget the Lyrics. And now over to Team Rock.
All right, well, with the fourth overall pick, we're going to go with Kate Huskin.
Kate Huskin, the fourth overall pick. And now back to Team Tabor. It's going to be an interesting dynamic because Kate and Brian are separated.
We've been separated in, like, every game.
Yeah, have you really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Look at that. Jared Tabor, your selection, please.
We're going to go with Bethany Young.
Bethany Young.
Stole my pick.
Oh.
Deal with it.
The retweeting award goes to Bethany Young. And now back to...
Yeah.
I'm going to go with all Keith right. Moffitt here. I
Keith
feel like he's valuable
Moffitt.
And everything.
Now let's see if the team of Moffitt and Krause gets separated. That'd be an interesting dynamic. Jared Tabor, your selection.
This one's obvious to me. We're going Matt Easterday.
Matt Easterday doesn't Sleeper. Have to move far. He's just going to slide right over to his right. Good to go. And now there are three people left. There's Chris Tran, Nikki Taylor, and John Krause just chilling. Chilling over there in the corner. Your selection, Dean.
That's right.
Well, I know Nikki knows some music, so I'm going to go with Nikki.
Nikki Taylor going to chime in. He was absent for one of the Live Fridays that we did. Comes back and huge selection in the last game that we played, which was... what did we do for the last one? What was it, trivia? No, we did...
No, it's
Password. Password.
Password.
We did Password. Your final selection.
This is obvious to me, John Krause. Chris Tran, I just feel it isn't strong enough in this competition. We'll take him.
All right, so John Krause goes over to...
I'm calling him out.
Goes over to Team Tabor, and Chris Tran, the final selection, by default, goes over to Team Troilo. All right, so we're going to go around. Here's how this is going to work. You guys have a sheet in front of you. You can now flip over those sheets. All right, and I'm going to read to everybody in our listening audience about how this works. Listed below is the total number of words you need to fill out for each song. Lyrics must match exactly what is listed on my sheet. There is no deviation from... so if you put... if they say the word that's and the word is that is in the song, then you got it wrong. Okay, everybody has a whiteboard in front of them. And there are certain bonuses on certain ones. We'll get to those in a minute. The categories. We're going to do six songs, six selections from boy bands. We'll then switch gears and go five alt-rock songs, five pop songs, and then finally potpourri, five potpourri songs. Brian doesn't know what potpourri is, but we figured it out. We figured potpourri is just a random selection of whatever I felt like putting in there. These are all songs that you have heard before. You may or may not know the lyrics. Let's go with questions first. We're going to go to Paul McGrory. Paul McGrory, you have a question before we get started here.
For the numbers, like, I don't understand.
Yeah, what are the numbers before the numbers?
That's how many words?
All right. The numbering got screwed up on these.
Oh, okay.
So all right, so the first one is number 11. There's going to be 11 words that you have to fill in on the first one. The numbering of the words got messed up on my paper, and I apologize.
Okay, so that's... It's just...
So the first one has 11. The second one has 10 with a bonus.
Okay.
14, 16, 8, and 9. All okay? Right. Everybody good? Anybody have any questions before we get fired up here? Matt Easterday has got to get on the mic. He has a question.
What's the point system like?
The point system is on your sheet. The boy bands, you get 5 points each for each correct answer.
Oh, really?
And, I'm sorry? Potpourri is 15 points apiece. So hopefully we get through all these.
No, potpourri.
I got him saying potpourri.
It's your fault.
I got him saying...
Potpourri can be anything, whether it be country, Disney, it's random.
It's random, thank you.
Well,
all right, each correct response will garner the default bell that we've been using pretty much all semester. Each incorrect response will get one of these guys, just so that you guys are aware of and all the rules. Anybody have any questions before we get started? Let's set the line. Let's set the line right now. Who wins this contest? Let's switch it over to... I want you guys to go stand behind the team that you think is going to win. Our two engineers are going to stand behind the team that they think is going to win. Not to put them on the spot.
Dave Litsis.
Wow. Dave Litsis is sitting behind team.
Oh, yeah.
Tabor.
Josh Meinhardt. Yeah, come
and
on
Josh
this side.
Josh Meinhardt
yeah.
is picking. So we have split decision right down the middle.
Dave Litsis clearly knows what he's talking about. Just
let's see who's right.
That's nice.
We're going to see who's right. All right, here we go. Here's your first clue. Here it comes.
Can we write on these papers?
Oh, like, stop talking, please.
You can. Here's what's going to happen. You are going to hear... For this first one, you're going to hear about 30 seconds. And you can write on the yep, you can write on that. You can write on whatever you want. I left your whiteboard. You guys can do really whatever you want.
Thanks,
here is
team.
Your first clue.
again. Brothers, sisters, is everybody sane? Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I your virgin love? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. If I set you up?
You need 11 words. After that, what is it? What could they be writing down? What could it be? We don't know. They need 11 words, though. And they have to do it quickly. Obviously, going with Backstreet Boys. On the first one, a lot of writing going on. You need 11 words to get 5 points. A lot of deliberation.
I'm just letting.
Oh, that is. Okay. That's right.
Do they have it? All right. Let's head over to Team Tabor. Make sure that everybody is. Is everybody set?
Right on the board.
No,
set?
No, we're still writing.
We're still writing. The board.
There's writing on the board. They're just going to make sure. I wonder if our Twitter audience will be faster than. You think our Twitter audience would be faster than our actual physical audience?
It's just 5 points.
No, if you get it...
True.
If you get the thing...
Right, Paul is very confident.
Then it's 5 points. But if you miss one word, you get nothing. So you have to get the whole
You have to get the entire thing. All right, here we go. Let's go over to Team Tabor. Team Tabor, everybody done writing? Dean, are you done writing?
Yes, sir.
All right, pens down. Pens down. Here we go. Let's go over to Team Tabor. What are your 11 words?
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body round.
Okay. Dean?
Do you want to say it? Go.
You say it.
Okay, so we have a little thing different, but it's... I don't know. No. I said, am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Instead of round.
Well, I'm going to tell you that one of you is right and one of you is wrong.
Oh, God.
God!
Team Troilo, 5 Ooh. Points. Here's the answer. Here he goes. Here's your answer.
That's real nice.
Yeah, if I set you up, yeah, am I everything you need to better rock your body now?
There you go. Got it. 5 points for Team Troilo. Now we have figured out how this game works, and now we're going to song number 2 in boy bands. No. I mean, if you want to sing, go right ahead. We do have some lyrical geniuses over here.
Oh, we have an eraser?
Yeah. There's an eraser. All right, here we go. Question number 2.
Yeah.
All right, we good? All right, 5-0 in favor of Team Troilo. Here we go.
We're a good team.
Boy bands. 5 points. You need 10 words.
You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. Seen them all come and go. Oh, remember you told me that it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why.
Fill out the rest. 10. And there's a bonus on this one. If you can get the next 12 words on this, you will get a bonus 5 points. It will not hurt you. Let's listen to it again.
Remember you told me
you need
that it
the next 10 words minimum.
No man, no cry. Maybe that's right.
All right. A lot of thinking going on here. A lot of writing, a lot of bonus points here. There's 10 points at stake here. 10 points at stake. Let's send it over to Team Tabor. Team Tabor, what do you guys? What's your thought process right now?
We're still in talk mode.
They're still in talk mode. All right. You need at least the first 10 words. I will tell you that this category requires the most writing. Everything else from here on out is 10 or less for the most part. Team Tabor looking to get on the board. Down by 5. Should I play the Jeopardy theme music again?
Okay, what do we have as a bonus?
Or would you like the song again?
Yeah, should we do it again?
I can do the last 10 seconds of the song.
Wait,
how about that?
So, do you mean like, so 10 is your...
So 10 is your, like, your points, right?
And correct.
Then
anything you get then after that, the next 12 are
the next
bonus.
12 words, not including the previous 10 at all.
Correct.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the last part. Oh,
remember you told me that it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why.
And everybody's singing it in their head. This is the greatest game ever. Let's get at least the 10. Once this runs out, we're going to have you guys put your pens down.
Oh, really?
Jared Tabor, are you ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Okay. Dean Troilo, writing on the whiteboard.
We have the 10.
You got the 10.
Yeah, well, that's bare requirement.
10 seconds.
It's like the one little
It's just a bonus.
All right. Let's head over to Team Tabor trailing by 5. And if you're just joining us...
This word's right. I think the rest is right, but this...
Beth, you have a question. Yeah. Welcome to the game.
I don't think so.
If you get the... If you try the bonus and you get the bonus wrong, is the whole thing wrong? Or is
no.
Just
the bonus
wrong?
Is just bonus. Cannot hurt you. Fill in this part.
No man, no cry. Maybe that's why.
Jared Tabor, go.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Okay, let's send it over to Team Troilo.
We also had every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
You guys are both correct. Well done. All right, let's go back to Team Table for an additional 5 points. Who do you want to put on the spot to sing the next part?
On our team?
Yes.
Beth.
No!
Or at least,
wait.
No, you don't have to sing the next part, just what are the next 12 words?
That's only 11 words.
That's what I was asking if we guessed them.
Actually, we'll go Smitty. Yeah.
Smitty. Okay, here it is, Smitty. We all know this part.
Maybe that's right. Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Don't know the reason why. Because I don't know.
I'm going to go, no. No, not so much. No, no bonus 5 points for you. You don't have to sing it. You can just say it. Who's it going to be? Who's going to be representative?
We have to get the whole thing right.
You have to get the next line. Okay. Kate, here you go.
That's right. Every little thing I do. Never seen enough for you.
You will never use me again because I'm not like them.
No, close, close. Here's your answer. There you go. You don't want to lose it again, but I'm not like them. Everybody gets 5 points minimum in this one, so everybody wins. Everybody wins. 10-5 is your score as we go to the third of 6 boy bands here. This is not easy. This is the toughest category in terms of writing. Here we go. Here's your next clue in boy bands.
Oh, I know every word of this song.
Now I'm climbing the walls that you don't notice at all. That I'm going out of my mind all day and all night. Something's gotta give me more.
And you need to fill in the next 14 words. The next 14 words you have to fill in. Let's listen to it one more time for the listening audience at home.
Now I'm climbing the walls that you don't notice at all. That I'm going out of my mind. All day and all night. Something's gotta give me more.
Fill in the next 14 words. This is One Direction, I believe, yes? We going One Direction on this? I'm not hip to the new boy bands. I go old school.
I like Jonas Brothers and everything that's not One Direction.
2010.
Okay.
Can you say
everybody
2010?
Done writing. Smitty? Smitty's not done yet. Team Troilo is in there. I think Smitty's working harder on this than I think he does on his finals.
See,
that was a concentration.
Team Tabor, that was a smart pick by them. I give Tabor credit by picking Ryan for this category. That was a smart idea.
It's good work.
But me and Dean combined for this, I think. And with the great help of Caitlin, too, with this category, I think we're pretty
and
rocking.
Chris Tran.
You don't forget Chris Tran. We don't have a movie selection today, Chris. So, Chris, your job is to, I'm going to make a list of 10 movies that you have to see before the end of the school year, and you will see them.
Can we get one more replay, please?
You want one more replay? I'll replay the last 10 seconds, and then... Team Tabor, struggle city right now, down by 5. Yeah, we gotta get this going here for our listening audience. They are still writing. I don't know. This is a tough one.
This sounds weird.
Wait till the next one. Check our Twitter audience. See how everybody's doing out there. It's at Night Radio. Anybody listening in the classrooms on the last day of the semester?
Hashtag Team D.
So again, you're listening to Sterling High School Radio. Right here in Somerdale, New Jersey. Don't forget the lyrics. Last day of the semester. Let's go over to Pens Down.
When you put in
Pens
the
Down.
Team Dean, it came up.
Smitty?
Smitty
said, hold on. He's writing the last two things. Let's go over to Team Troilo.
Come on, Ryan. What are you doing?
Ryan's still... It's Struggle City over there.
I thought we had a time.
Struggle City.
I'm not talking until his pen's down.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, they're good. Okay, let's go over to Team Troilo. You're up.
Okay. And I need you here with me now, because you make my heart race.
Okay. You make my heart race. Go ahead.
We're not going to go with quite the same vigor as Dean was. We went with that I'm leaving you here with...
That I'm leaving here with you.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's got it.
I don't think it's right, though. That I'm leaving here with you now, because I'm dying just to know your name, or something like that. Right?
He wrote what was played.
Both of you. Wrong. Wrong. Both of you. Wrong. Here's the answer.
And I need you here with me now, because you got that one thing.
Very simple. That was it.
That's what I was thinking.
And I need you here with me now, because you've got that one thing. No points awarded to anybody.
What the flip?
You guys, everybody gets
a
big, fat zero on that
like,
one.
There's another thing.
But it rhymes with name.
All right, here we go. Boy bands.
No, it's like the ones where it's like, and I'm dying just to make you see.
Boy bands, here we go.
That one thing.
Score remains 10-5 in favor of Team Troilo. Here we go. Hashtag Team Troilo, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 5. Understand, I've been here before. Thought I found someone I finally could adore. But you failed my test, gotta know my better. So I wasn't the only one. But I'm willing to put my trust in you. Maybe you can put your trust in me.
16 words. 16 words you need for this one. I'll play it again for all of you listening at home. You get to listen to this one more time. A little big time rush coming at you, I believe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're supposed to be hard.
You need 16.
2, 5. Understand, I've been here before. I found someone I finally could adore.
But 16, that's a lot.
I know her better, so I wasn't the only one. But I'm willing to put my trust in you. Baby, you can put your trust in me.
There you go, and now fill out the rest of it. You need 16 words.
Oh,
If you only have 11, that's not going to cut it, Beth.
I get it.
Wow.
I know this song. I just don't know it well enough.
I picked some good ones here.
Six,
16. 16.
Brad, BTR all day. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Paul, how's your level of BTR? On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put your knowledge of BTR?
Well, is it weird that I have both their first albums on my phone?
Is it weird that I was BTR for Halloween?
That's weird.
As was I.
That's Big Time that's definitely weekend. Weird. This makes me so upset. Can you play it again?
I was 8th grade. I was also
a
member of BTR.
Can you play it again?
I can play the tail end of it one more time, and then I will need your answers.
So I wasn't the only one, but I'm willing to put my trust in you. Maybe you can put your trust in me.
Actually, it's Team Dean.
What do you got? No phones.
Oh, sorry, I was there.
No phones.
I was tweeting.
Alright, tweeting. Hashtag
Giovanna.
Hashtag give me an answer. Hashtag we need an answer. That is a hashtag. Mr. K joining us, taking some photos of our... Since our last time here in Radio 3, we'll get a group shot at the very end of class. Stick around for that. In the meantime, you guys have 30 seconds to get me your answer. We're going Big Time Rush, the very last episode of Live Friday here at Semester 1.
They're hashtag Team Taylor. We took first.
15 seconds. All right, pens down.
These are so many words.
There's so many words. So many words. Let's go over to Team Tabor. Team Tabor, what do you got? Are we going to go with Smitty? Here we go.
Just like you count to three, you can count on me, and you're never going to see.
Okay. Team Troilo.
We had, a count of three, you can count on me, I ain't ever going to leave.
That's wrong.
Is it C?
That's wrong. Here's your answer.
Just like you count to three, you can count on me, and you're never going to see.
There you go. Just like a count of three, you can count on me, and you're never going to see. There you go. Nobody gets any points. We're still stuck at 10-5. 10-5. Here we go. We're going old school here, guys.
Strauss.
As we try and move this along.
Yeah. We don't have much time left, and we're still in the first category.
Yes. That's why I'm trying to move this along. Here we go.
How do I say goodbye?
You need eight. You need eight.
The good time that made it last.
You need eight. Big question is, when is this song going to end?
Next song.
Yeah, I think we can mutually agree that we move on.
But forever gone.
Team Troya. Would you like to mutually agree that we move on to the next song?
I've never heard this song before.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I say we move on. We're both going to take
goodbye. Something, right?
That's two words. You don't even know two words.
Say goodbye.
Are we mutually agreeing to move on?
I think so, yes.
Okay, yeah. here's actually your answer, just for giggles. Just cause I can't believe you guys don't know this.
It's
so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Boys to Men. Oh my goodness, you guys are crazy. Crazy talk. Alright, so we mutually agreed to skip this one. Both teams agree. We're going to go to the last one. With nine. You need nine on this one.
Okay, we got this team.
And it's a very short clip, so be ready.
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. To look you in the eye and tell you I don't love you. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
We're going 98 degrees here.
Dude, brother.
Nick Lachey is irrelevant. So is this song.
Real quick clip again. You need 9.
To look you in the eye and tell you I don't love you. It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to lie.
All right. Are we mutually agreeing on this one, or should I start the Jeopardy theme music?
I think we should mutually agree.
I think Team Table is...
No idea?
Yeah, we'll move on. New category.
Yeah, let's go to alt-rock.
To show no emotion when you start to cry.
No.
Yeah.
Not so much, huh? All right, new category. We're gonna skip. We're gonna skip around. We're gonna go to pop real quick.
Why pop?
Why not?
What about alt rock?
We'll go back and forth. We'll have time. All right, here we go.
What did we just skip to?
We're going to pop. Okay. We're going to pop. 10 points each here. This first one, you need the next 13 words. Here you go.
It's the bird right here.
You need the next 13 words. Here's the tail end of it again. What is the next 13 words?
I think you're right.
And we're going to move quickly here because we are running out of time. We only have an hour for this show.
That's the part I know. I know the part Paul is writing.
Thirty seconds.
Team Tabor is ready.
Team Tabor is now ready. I like that you guys are confirming that you're ready.
Do you have to write it on the board? Or?
No, you don't have to. Okay. As long as it's written down somewhere, and you know, that's fine. 10 seconds. All right, Team Tabor, let's go over to you. Team Tabor?
You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me.
Say that one more time.
You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me.
That is correct, for 5 points.
We didn't get to write it down on the whiteboard quick enough, but we did write it down on a piece of paper.
That's fine, that's so close enough.
Make
what
sure
does it
we
say?
Cheat.
What does it say?
You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me.
That's a winner, winner. You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. Like ever. All right, here we go. 10 points apiece for everybody. Finally, some points on the board. And it's now, the score update is now 20 for Team Dean and 15 for Team Tabor. Here we go. Pop category. You only need 6 on this one. Six words. This one should be pretty quick. Play the end of it again. Joe Matchett chiming in. You go talk to your friends. You talk to my friends. Talk to me. Kudos to Joe Matchett. Joe Matchett gets 5 points. Let's give Joe Matchett 5 points.
Yep, that's
it. So right now it's Team Dean 20, Team Tabor 15, and Joe Matchett 10.
Okay.
Team Tabor is already ready.
All right, Team Tabor is ready.
We'd like 5 more points for being done first.
Here we go. Everybody ready to go? And Dean's still writing. Here's the tail end of it. Down this river every time. Hope is our four-letter word.
Make that money, watch it burn.
That, my friends, is correct. Nice job. 10 points for you. Same's for you?
Yes, make that money, watch it burn.
There you go. You guys win again, so everybody gets points.
I like it. Make that money, watch it burn.
I will make
that's
sure I do that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, next one.
And can we, like, before, like, someone shouts out the answer, confirm that both teams are done writing?
Yes.
All right. Confirm. Thanks.
A firm.
Yeah, Brian.
Thanks,
Brian. All right, here we go. Next one, also worth 10 points. You are going to need the next 7 words.
Oh, what the?
Know the distance, you can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You can be the hero, you get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're sitting in the hall of fame.
You need 7. You need 7 on this one for 10 points. Please confirm when your teams are ready.
How many words do you
need? 7 words for 10 points. Seems like a good deal.
6.
Good deal, right?
What is it?
Obviously going with this, the script featuring Will I Am. We keep it real here on Sterling Radio. Joe Matchett. Another 10 points for Joe Matchett. Good for him. Joe Matchett tearing it up. We should have had a celebrity. Get him in here. Get him in here. All right, here we go. Team Tabor, are you ready? Team Tabor, not ready? Nope. Team Troilo, are you guys ready?
Yeah, but I also don't want to write until he's done. All right. We had, right. And the world's going to know your name.
And the world's going to know your name. Okay, let's go over to Team Tabor.
And the world will know your name.
Team Tabor, guess what, dude? Wrong. Points to Team Troilo. And the world's going to know your name. Here's the actual answer. There you go.
Who cares about the script?
Update on the scoring. To bring it up to everybody up to speed, it is 40-25. Team Dean, and here is your
hashtag,
next one.
Hashtag Team Dean.
You need 8. You need 8 on this next one, gentlemen and ladies. A little Super Bowl preview here. Oh, Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Scared to rock the boat and make a mess.
Joe Matchett is tweeting like crazy right now. He's tearing it up. He got the last one right, too.
I guess that
probably looking up on his phone.
I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point.
You need 8. You need 8 in this one to get 10 points. Next one is a bonus. If you get the
how many words is that?
There are 8 in this one.
Which one? Is this 7?
8. So please let me know when you guys are ready.
We got it.
Yep. We are ready over here.
All right. And I'm going to put the timer on. Team Tabor, are you guys ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here, let's start with Team Tabor this time, trailing by 15. Fill in the last part of this.
So I fell for everything.
You held me down, but I got up.
Okay, you held me down, but I got up, Team Tabor.
We also had you held me down, but I got up.
So I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up.
Everybody wins. Good job. Good job. Everybody gets 10 points. 50-35, still maintaining that lead. Team Tabor needs Team Troilo to kind of screw up a little bit here. Last one. This is a bonus category here. Let's work on the first. You need 7 on this one. But if you get the next 8 words, so a total of 15 words, you can get yourself 20 points. Okay, here we go.
Because if this nerdy goes real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little goosey when she ain't nothing but...
Oops, sorry. That's my fault.
She's so fine tonight. And as long as I've got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby, got fixed up to the lines. Let me show you a good thing.
All right, you need the next 7, minimum next 7.
Can you get all of them?
And Joe Matchett is blowing up my Twitter right now. You need the next 7, and you can get an additional 10 points if you get the next 8 after that. So a total of 15. If I need to hear it one more time. There we go. This is the last one in the pop category.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'm going to switch it over to...
Is that Shoddy? All right.
I might go alt.
That's weird if you're going to write that.
That's what it is.
I think I'm going to save the potpourri for the final Jeopardy. Or the final. I'm going to save one from... All right, how are we looking? Team Troilo, still writing.
I've never heard of
that. Team Tabor, still writing. Everybody's still writing. I'm going to put the timer on you guys.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
You guys have 35 seconds to write down your response. Please let me know when you guys are ready to go.
Oh, crap.
You have 25 seconds to get your response in. We're going Justin Timberlake, suit and tie. Can you get the right answer? Yeah. The bigger question is...
Yeah, well, the first one's...
Hashtag, I'd like to say that Joe Matchett chimes in, and Joe Matchett...
Hold on, let's just wait. Can you play it again for us?
I can. Very quickly.
Oh, man, what? I don't know.
I think that's a typo. I think it's supposed to be a D. Yeah, yeah. All right. I will say that Joe Matchett got both correct, and he used hashtag Team Dean. So
that's nice.
That's my brother right there.
There you go. All right, very quickly, we're running out of time. Let's go over. Are you guys ready, Team? Let's get the first one done first. All right, first seven. Excuse me. You need seven. Team Dean.
All dressed up in black and white.
Okay, Team Jared.
We also had the same thing. All dressed up in black and white.
You're both correct. You each get 10 points. Now we'll keep it over here as well. Can you get the next 8?
This doesn't go with the beat though.
And baby, you're in that dress I like.
And baby, you're in that dress I like. That is wrong. You don't get an additional 10 points when you could have used them. The bonus, what is the bonus over to Team Dean?
Shorty is dressed in that dress I like.
No.
Is it and she's dressed in that?
And you're dressed in that dress I like. There you go. There you have it. That rounds out the pop category. Everybody gets 10 points. And we're going to switch over to alt rock right now. Alt rock. Each one of these is worth 5 points. Each one of these is worth 5 points. For this one, you need only 3. You only need 3, ladies and gentlemen, for this one. 3.
I want to try potpourri.
There we go.
No. I'm curious.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, you take one.
Well, that's my fault.
Ride, best trip, always I know you'll be at my show.
3 words, very simple. This should be. This should take seconds. Here's the end of it.
I know you'll be at my show.
Calling me,
Joe. Why are you calling me?
Yeah, Joe. Why, Joe? Why? Don't. No, don't answer that.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe? Joe Matchett? Go to internal.
Joe wanted to answer.
Are we all ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with Team Dean. Go ahead.
Watching, waiting, commiserating.
Team.
We had the same. Watching,
same thing. You guys both get 5 points. Congratulations. Here is the end of that.
Watching, waiting, commiserating.
There you go.
But I gave 3 of my flashlights.
All right, very quickly. Next one. Here we go. Scream what? What are we screaming?
Yeah.
We need the next 5 words. The next 5 words. The next five words. We all good?
Yeah.
Please alert me when you are ready.
Good thing Dean is.
Dean's ready.
Yeah. So is Nikki, though.
Nikki, you need to be a little bit quieter. Okay, just stop yelling. Stop yelling. Beth is now taking over the scribe duties here. Don't be scared.
If I get it wrong. What
are we screaming? Said Chad Kroger. Chad Kroger is married to Avril Lavigne.
Correct.
That is accurate.
Dean, you want to show your fun fact?
She was born in Canada.
And they're both Canadian.
Oh, I have the same birthday as Avril Lavigne, by the way.
They got married on Canada Day.
They got married on Canada Day in South France.
That's adorable. Are you ready?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I am ready.
Out to the heavens for you.
Out to the heavens for you. Okay, go ahead.
Are we having fun yet?
Are we having fun yet? Is the correct answer. 5 points for Team Dean. Here we go. Next one. We're doing lightning round here so we can get to
the... Wait, go play! I told you.
Here we go. This is at every single graduation you've ever been to.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time.
And I'm going to make the next ones very, very hard, so you're not going to like them, so this makes up for it. Actually, I'm just going to do one more, and then we're going to get to the final Jeopardy, because we're not going to have time. Right. We're going to switch it over to Potpourri for the final. The score update, Team Dean, 70. Team Tabor, 50.
How many do we need?
Eight. Five, six, you need eight on this one. Check that. Nine. I was looking at the wrong one. It's nine. Okay, are we both ready? Team Dean, what do you got?
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.
Okay.
Our answer is also right in the same terms of it's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.
You're both wrong.
Wow.
Listen. Go for it.
In time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
In the end is right. In the end is right. Both wrong. Damn. He said it's right, and that's actually wrong. We are going with... We're going to go with this last one. This is the last one. We're going to skip down to number five. Excuse me, number... The last one in alt-rock. You need the next eight. Ready?
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket.
You need the next eight.
Strauss, these are the easiest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's why they're worth 5 points.
That's why you're also losing.
And that's why you got the last one wrong. So take that. Wait till you get to potpourri. Or as some people call it, potpourri. Potpourri is whatever I felt like putting in there. All right, Team Dean is ready. Team Tabor needs this to stay within striking distance here. I got mail. Let's go with Team Tabor this time around. Team Tabor, chime in.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
We also had Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Say that again.
Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
All right, everybody's right. Everybody's right. You made me nervous there for a minute, and here's just the answer just so that everybody is.
Today I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
It's want to be, not want to be. So I just want... All right, we're going to do this last one, then we're going to go to potpourri. Last one, then potpourri. 5 points all around. It is 75-55, Team Dean. Here we go.
Soft-spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside, but not to brawl in. Autumn sweet wind. Call the fall, I'll make it to the moon. If I have to crawl in.
And you need 8.
Dude,
you
never
need 8 on this one. I'll play it again.
I love this song. I never.
Soft-spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside, but not to brawl in. Autumn sweet wind. Call the fall, I'll make it to the moon. If I have to crawl in.
All right.
I know exactly how the tune is. And if the song is on,
going Red Hot Chili Peppers,
yeah, just kind of like that.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Get there quickly because we still have to do one from the potpourri category.
I like potpourri. I want to do more.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, let's go to Team Dean. I might be able to sneak out one in potpourri before we get to the final. Team Dean, what do you got?
I don't know the words, but I mean, it's like, I'll take a guess here. Like, it sounds like with the birds and the shade, it's something.
Okay, no.
We don't have lyrics, so I'm just going to give a shout out to Bill Nye. I feel like he deserves a shout on this show.
Okay, fair enough. You know what? Kudos. Here's the answer. With the birds, I share this lonely view. That is the correct answer. So we're going to move on to. We'll do one from potpourri very, very quickly as we get ready
Can
to.
Can we do like three?
We're going to try. We have 8 minutes and we still have to get to. Let's make this happen. Okay, here's your first in potpourri. This is worth 15 points.
Get some Disney up in here.
You need 6. You need 6, and I'm going to truncate this a little bit. Here you go.
Oh, this is the one.
Bethany knows every word to this time.
You need 6. But which 6 are you going to get?
I'm going to get right.
Points.
Some of these are like the hardest things in the entire world. Then you make like you soft toss some of these.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Easing you guys in. You need 6 on this one. Let's go to Team Dean. Team Dean. Hold on, they're still writing. We have to do this quickly if you guys want to get to the last ones.
Quick.
Okay, Beth, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Beth, what do you got?
Having the time of your life.
Having the time of your life.
We also had having the time of your life.
That is both correct. So here we go, moving along. To... See that girl. Sorry, I'm done. All right, here we go.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
I love when he sings.
Oh, do it again. I'll do it one more time. You need, from this one, you need 7.
Oh, wait, was I not the part? You just played the part.
Yeah,
no,
it
didn't. Just a city boy.
Oh, wait.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
I need the next part.
It's the same part. Wait. Am I right so far?
Yeah.
That's not it, though.
Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Wait, I'm confused because...
Can you play the whole thing again?
No.
I really think you played the part.
Did I? You're right. Kate's right. I played it. All right, never mind. We'll skip that one. Took the midnight train going nowhere. Anywhere.
Like,
wherever.
All
right, here's the last one in potpourri before we get to Final Jeopardy. Here we go.
I see a little
Wait, which number is this?
This is number 3 in potpourri. You need the next 9.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo!
Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo 9. You need 9. You need 9. And then we're going to Final Jeopardy.
I think this is my least favorite
game we've played. Yeah, that's what
we're like,
yeah, you're right.
Wait, how many? One,
very quickly,
three, four,
quickly,
five,
quickly.
6, 7, no, 8, 9. We're good.
Yeah. No, it's not what it's from.
Yeah, it's from.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Can we sing it? Can we sing it?
If
like
you want to sing it,
yeah.
I'm totally cool with that.
Can I sing it?
Here we go. We're going to start it over. Let's go to Paul. You want to take this one?
Yeah, Paul.
All right, here we go.
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo Figaro.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Okay.
Sparing his life. I don't remember. From his monstrosity.
Yeah. Jared, are you going to sing this? Who's singing this for me?
No. Beth will. I'll be the deep vocals.
And
he's just a poor boy from a poor family.
That is correct. Everybody wins. 15 points.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from this monstrosity.
All right. There we go. Okay, last one. Last one. I need you guys on a slice of paper to write down your wager. The score update, Team D, 105. Team Tabor, 85. Very quickly, on a slice of paper, please bring up your wager. Rip off a piece of paper. We have to do this in 4 minutes.
I'm going
to
do the math again.
Okay.
Might as well do it.
So,
we have to do this in 4 minutes.
Wait, what do we got? 105?
105 to 85 is the score. And bring it up. So we still need time. And this last clue, you are going to need 8. You will need 8 answers. Or 8 words, rather. 8 words. Hand your piece of paper over to Dave Litzis, who's quasi-engineering the show. Joe Matchett says he took the midnight train going anywhere. Come on, Strauss, that's weak, but he spelled weak wrong. Therefore, I award you no points, Joe Matchett. W-E-E-K.
And also, may God have mercy on your soul.
And may God have mercy on your soul, right. Mr. Billy Madison reference. All right, here we go. The points are in.
Shout out to Chris Tran for not seeing that movie.
What?
Chris Tran, have you seen Billy Madison?
Can this please be Disney?
Okay, here we go. Last one in Potpourri. Yeah, here's the end of it again.
I don't know the words.
This is 8 words. It's Final Jeopardy. It's the final here. So here it is again. Jared's playing with napkins. Once you write it down, bring your board up here.
I kind of have it written on paper.
On a paper board, does not matter.
It's that one, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Yeah. Everything is in.
Wait, we write it on a...
Yes. Bring it up here.
I might be wrong, and I apologize.
Wait, what is it?
Okay.
Here, just write it.
This is big. This is the last Live Friday. I'd like to thank everybody for participating as we wind down not only the block, not only the quarter two, but also the semester. Everybody has, hopefully everybody enjoyed their time here. Any fond farewells for me, you can say on the air. Be awesome. Kate's bringing up her answer. And here's the wager. Okay. Here's the answer. You know what? Everybody said, never had much faith in love and miracles. Never had much faith in love for miracles. So we have a discrepancy here. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to the answer.
Never had much faith in love for miracles.
What is or? The correct answer is or miracles. Team 1 wagered all 85. Team 2 wagered 66. So Team Dean wagered 66. They are going to end with some math equation that I don't know, but either way, that's going to end it. That's going to do it. That's going to do it, guys.
I'm proud of my team. I don't care how we lost.
Post-game show to follow here.
Hashtag Team Dean.
Yeah. Hashtag Team Dean.
Hashtag Team Dean.
Team Dean comes away victorious in the final Live Friday installment.
Team Dean. I'd
like to thank everybody for listening. The final Live Friday.
That's historical. You need to put that somewhere that I was the last captain of the last winning team of Live Friday.
That's a wrap.
It's accurate.
Just like to say I've been on the winning team most times.
And Tabor is the loser.
Stupid.
Paul McGrady signing off.
I'd just like to sign off for the last time.
Another edition of Live Friday in the books. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And we will be back on Monday.
See you.